Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Thank you so much. Your host, Kevin Vaughn, with you tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So y'all get excited about the program tonight as we get this thing rolling here. Here's my clap. A little delay there. How y'all doing out there? Hope y'all had a great day, having a great day. You know, God is in control of everything, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just excited about you being with us tonight. Hey, tonight we're not going to be with you long, but we're just excited about what God has done. We just thank God for who he is. Y'all just thank God for Jesus, please. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him for Holy Spirit. Thank you for God the Father. Amen. So we're excited about you guys. We've got several announcements I want to give you first real quick. But this is the Encouraging Word Global Network and your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn, with you tonight. Hey, real quick, we're going to open up in prayer very quickly and then move right into our announcements. And then we got a topic tonight is, are you watching the news of God? I want to say that again, ladies and gentlemen. Are you watching the news of God? And we're going to have an audio clip tonight about that. And I can't wait for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw to talk about this subject tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we watching, there's nothing wrong with keeping up to date on the news. Don't get me wrong. But some people, that's all they watch is the news all day, all night, and whatever, and don't know what God's news says about these times. So very encouraging, very timely times, if you will, time of our lives. But everything's very important. I don't know what else to say. It's very important times, very critical times, too, that we're going through. So we're going to talk about that tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for all things, and we thank God for this time. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for your mercies and grace. We thank you for your son that you sent to redeem us back to you, O Lord. Thank you for this precious Holy Spirit, Jesus the Son. We thank you so much for Holy Spirit that you sent to help guide us and keep us in all righteousness, Father God. So we thank you for who you are and what you've done to redeem your people back to you. Father God, we pray for this broadcast. We pray for everybody listening right now live. Pray for everybody's family, Father God, that's listening now. We pray for those who'll be listening later. Bless them as only you can, Father God. Meet the needs for their lives and for their hearts and for their souls. And Father God, we thank you for our ministers and pastors and bishops and teachers and evangelists and apostles and prophetesses. Father God, we thank you for all those who stick to your word, know your word, live by your word, and continue to help your people understand the word and live by the word as well, Father God. So we thank you for all the ministries, Father God, that not only in this United States, but also around the world. We pray for the saints, and we pray for those who don't know you, Father God. We pray for our enemies, pray for those who despitefully use us. So we thank you in advance for all things, and we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This is Encouraging Word Global Network. Amen. Hey, some people say, what's the Encouraging Word Network? Well, we're just here to take some time out the week just to lift you up. And I know if you're like me, ladies and gentlemen, I need a little encouragement almost every second of the day. There's so much going on out there in the world that we're a part of. As I say, we're living in and hopefully not a part of, right? So we thank God for lifting you up today. We want to lift you up to the Lord and share the power of the living word. We always come from the word, ladies and gentlemen. We have fun, but we also come from the word in the name of Yeshua, our God. So we thank you so much. And just pray that God meets all your needs. And I want to encourage you to keep your faith, encourage your faith, take your faith to the next level and whatever you got to do. Hey, also, too, I want to thank Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, the senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. My pastors, they are awesome. Yeah. Yeah, there's some great teachers, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to tell you about that. As a matter of fact, I was at the Dollar Tree today, and the young lady said she was looking for a church home. So we shared some stuff, some information with her, and that she's looking for a church home. So we pray for her that she finds a church, which I told you, just keep visiting, and the Lord will keep guiding you, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. And for those who may be moving into the metro Atlanta area, as thousands of people are, I believe, each and every day almost, probably each and every week for sure, the church is located in Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. on 390 Glen Street. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Kingdom Life Worship Center under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. So we thank you so much for them and what they do. Awesome teachers, awesome ministers of the word. And they know a lot of folks, ladies and gentlemen, around the country, around the world as well. God bless you. And that time for the church is at on Saturdays at 11 a.m. The services are 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. But for more details, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We thank God for Kingdom Life Worship Center and all the people that are attached and part of that ministry. Amen. Amen. Hey, also, too, I got to tell you about, you know, I meet some awesome people, man. Another awesome person is Dr. Sharon Cole, ladies and gentlemen. She is hosting what I call the Women's Talk Radio with Dr. Sharon Cole, a women's small group every Friday evening, Lord willing, every Friday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen. They're actually doing a book club online weekly discussion with Dr. Sharon Cole, host and facilitator. And the book they're reading right now, just for everybody's information, and you can get more information about it, of course, as well, is Cultivate My Heart by Vera Lee Ray Warner. That is the author of Cultivate My Heart. They're in that series now of the book. And this is Dr. Sharon Cole, host and facilitator of Women's Talk Radio with Dr. Sharon Cole, a women's small group online. And we just want to encourage all the women to call in on this Friday. Tell everybody you know that Dr. Sharon Cole is on the network this Friday at 8 p.m. At this number. Amen. So the number to call in, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. Amen. All right. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we got another announcement I want to get this into as well, because Dr. Crenshaw does some awesome retreats, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up real soon, the women will be traveling to Pensacola, Florida, for the Visionaries and Covenants Women's Summit. It's actually a summit. Friday through Sunday, March 22nd through 24th. So now you guys can get ready for that. It's coming up fast. If you would like to attend and also enjoy the beautiful white beaches, contact Dr. Janice Crenshaw via email at drjcrenshaw, that's C-R-E-N-S-A-H-A-W, at gmail.com. That's drjcrenshaw@gmail.com. Hotel rooms reserved at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Boulevard. And for more details, guys, give me a call. I'll make sure Dr. Crenshaw gets the information that you requested or more information, and make sure she gets your name and number, okay? But call me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. This is the women traveling to Pensacola, Florida for the Visionaries and Covenant Women's Summit, Friday through Sunday, March 22nd through 24th. We thank God. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Crenshaw knows how to put some summits on, how to put some retreats on. And believe me, you will be blessed and you will come back not the same. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Hey, that's our announcements there. We've got a lot of stuff going on, but we don't have a lot of time. We don't want to take too much of your time because we want you to be with your family and get yourself ready for the evening and whatever. I know people got babies and stuff. It's all pretty cool. So do what you got to do for the family tonight, so we don't want to stay with you long. Hey, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Are you watching the news, ladies and gentlemen, is our topic tonight, the news of God. And again, I can't wait for some comments for Doc on this and Bishop, if he's available tonight too as well. So we're just excited about that. So, hey, let's get started with that. Hey, the audio is about almost about 12 minutes long. So I'm going to run the audio, and it's talking about the last days. So we're going to come back, and our goal tonight really is just to, we got to start paying attention more to the real news, which is God's news, right? The real news. Again, nothing wrong with staying up to date, right? Knowing what's going on in your neighborhood, what's going on around your communities, city, state, whatever. Nothing wrong with that. But we better also understand the times, signs of the times as well. And Bishop and Doc teach that so well. And they've been doing that over the years, teaching about that. We better pay attention to what's really going on and stop all this distraction. And that's really the purpose today. We got to stop being so distracted on stuff that don't matter. Don't get me wrong. It's stuff that does matter, do matter. But we got to make sure that we understand that we don't get distracted where we f- f- forget or even don't even see the things that God is doing in our lives and for our lives and for our family's life. So we thank God for his awesome word. And we know when his word goes forth, it will not return void. We know that for sure. Wow. I love it. All right. Hey, let's get started, guys, with that audio. It's talking about we're living in the last days. And our topic tonight, are you watching the news? The news of God. All right, we'll be back with you right after about 12 minutes. Okay, here we go.
There are many scriptural proofs that showcase the fact that today we are living in what the Bible calls the last days. But in this video, we will count down the top 7 most undeniable scriptural proofs that the time of tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, is about to begin. Some of these scriptural proofs you may have heard of before, and they may be familiar to you. But others are less well known and I believe are easily proven relevant. So the top 7 scriptural proofs that we are living in the end times. Number 7, the age of scoffers. 2 Peter 3 verse 3, knowing this first that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Today, it's increasingly unpopular to uphold the Bible as truth. Even in many Protestant churches today, Bible stories are held up as works of fiction in order to convey to the reader a broader point. Most Christian universities today teach evolution as fact and the biblical six-day creation as just fanciful writing. This verse in 2 Peter chapter 3 even lays out what some of this scoffing is all about, a biblical worldwide flood, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. 2 Peter 3 verse 6. Today, this is one of the most scoffed at notions in religious and secular universities, that a worldwide flood actually took place and wiped out almost all of humanity. Yet the verses clearly state that scoffers will come and focus on the flood in the last days. Number 6, perilous times. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, and then in verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Can anyone with an accurate view of history identify a more evident time where people openly sinned in public without a care about who knew or who was watching? University students walking around displaying sexual replicas of male anatomy, are openly admitting the sins of the Bible and being allowed to maintain a status of authority? Or how about a legal system that allows the open murder of human beings and a government that pays for it all? The whole world, all of it, has forgotten what sin is and is no longer shamed by it. We've come to hate good and love evil. We hate life and we love death. As Paul wrote, these indeed are the perilous times of the last days. Number 5. Moving at light speed. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The time of the end, it says. Many shall run to and fro. Today, you know, you can board a plane in New York City, and in less than 24 hours be in some of the most remote parts of China. This was unheard of just 100 years ago. When you look out of an airplane at the clouds below, do you realize that you're seeing something that 99.999% of all of humanity that has ever lived on planet Earth has never seen before? Today, people make trips across the country every holiday season, trips that even 100 years ago would have been only one way for most people. People today are truly running to and fro. And knowledge shall be increased, it says. It's impossible today to actually calculate how much information is on the internet. Knowledge has grown beyond the ability to actually measure it, literally. Today, you can go on YouTube and learn how to be a mechanic, or how to fly a plane, or grow onions, or install solar panels. You can literally learn any aspect of world history, biology, mathematics, engineering, and all from multiple points of view. Knowledge has increased at the time of the end. Number 4. The fullness of the Gentiles. Romans 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you would be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Many Christians might be familiar with this verse, but many fail to understand that Paul is referencing the prophecy given by Jacob to his grandson Ephraim back in Genesis and a verse in Daniel. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. And he also shall be a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Jacob told Joseph that his son Ephraim would be great amongst the nations, the Gentiles, not great as in powerful, but great as in numbers. And remember the verse we just read in Daniel chapter 12? Well, if you keep reading, you get to verse 7. And when he shall have accomplished the scatter, the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. This verse also is directly connected to the prophecy given by Jacob and spoken of by Paul in Romans chapter 11. We, you and I, happen to live in a place in history where all of the earth has been explored and its people groups have been made known to each other. With the exception of a tribe or two of people located deep in the Amazon, all of humanity has been discovered and explored over the entire planet. What does this mean? It means that humanity has encompassed the earth as a whole. We're everywhere. The seed of Jacob has become a multitude of nations, and the fullness of the Gentiles is ready to come in. Number 3. The Enviropig and Chimeras. Isaiah 66, verse 17. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one in the midst, eating swine's flesh, the abomination, and the mouse, shall be consumed together, says the Lord. Now, most Bible scholars will agree that this last chapter of Isaiah is about the final judgment of God and the millennial thousand-year reign of the coming Messiah. And that when he comes, people will be eating swine's flesh, the abomination, and the mouse together. Just a few years ago, a university in Canada successfully created what they called the EnviroPig, a pig that grew faster and produced less methane gas, making it cleaner for the environment. They achieved this feat by combining the pig with DNA from a mouse and E. coli bacteria. E. coli bacteria comes from fecal matter in the intestines. Let's read it again. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They, eating swine's flesh, the abomination, the mouse, shall be consumed together. Because of a public outcry on the project, both the FDA and Health Canada shelved the requested approval, and the Canadian university stored the genetic DNA of the project until a later date. But universities and other agencies have since taken the data from the project and used it to further develop and alter pig DNA with mice DNA along with the DNA of E. coli bacteria. The technological marvel of mixing pig with mice DNA and the DNA of E. coli bacteria is something you could only see in these last days. Number 2. The Rosetta Stone Age. Genesis 11, verse 6 through 7. And the Lord said, Behold, the people are one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Let's think about this. All of humanity has been divided by speech since Genesis. God specifically says that this language division is to keep man from doing whatever they can imagine to do. Today, you have devices such as the Pilot and computer programs to overcome most language obstacles. Even Google has translation ability built into its search engine that translates in real time. It's safe to say that the barrier God placed upon humanity back in Genesis has been removed, or soon will be. Today, you have genetic experiments and government projects like CERN that involve dozens of countries and their top scientists. There are no language barriers in these projects anymore. The last time humanity had the ability to communicate without obstruction, the creator of heaven and earth decided to step in. With the removal of language barriers so close to becoming a reality, the involvement once again by our Heavenly Father must be close at hand. Number 1. The Return of Obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30 and chapter 30, verse 1 through 3. It was prophesied by Jacob, Moses, and the prophets that those of Israel would be conquered and scattered thin among the nations of the Gentiles. They were conquered because of their disobedience at hearing and doing the commandments, statutes, and judgments of God. But one day, they would again turn their hearts to God and begin to be obedient. Consider these verses from Deuteronomy chapter 4. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen where the Lord shall lead you. But if from thence you seek the Lord thy God, you shall find him. And if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, then when you are in tribulation and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord your God and shall be obedient unto his voice. You shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God gives thee forever. And then consider this in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord thy God has driven you, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. That when the Lord thy God turns your captivity and has compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where the Lord thy God has scattered you. There is a huge movement growing among the people of the world to once again hear the words given by God to Moses and to return to those ways, to begin to obey the commandments, statutes, and judgments, to keep the feasts that God says are his and throw off the feast of Rome. They are realizing that our Messiah, when he was on this earth, he spoke the words of Moses and taught his followers to keep the commandments of God and throw off the traditions and doctrines of man. So the number one scriptural proof that we are living in the last days is the simple fact that people are coming back to the commandments of God to be obedient to the fullness of his Torah. For more videos and studies, please visit us online at newtutorah.com.
Amen. Woo! Y'all hear that, man? At the end there? Obey the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Obey the Lord. Amen. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? Obey the Lord. That's what I got out of this tonight. Obey the Lord. Do what you must do to continue and improve, whatever word you want to use, to serve the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not least, shall return. We must all return. Those who don't believe or have believed must return back to him. But God is God, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're excited about tonight. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen. We want to encourage you to know that God is who he say he is. And we got to pay attention. Are you watching the news of God? That's the purpose of this broadcast tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to watch God's news. God's news is the only thing that matters, ladies and gentlemen, on this planet, in our lives, for both you and your families as well. So God, Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your son coming at the appointed time. And we just want to praise you and give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. So, amen. Hey, I want to open up the lines right now for, I believe, Bishop on the line with me tonight. So we thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center, along with his wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Bishop, we got you live on the network there. How you doing, sir? God bless you.
The Lord, Elder Kevin. Thank God. How you doing tonight? Praise God. We thank God for the word tonight. Are you watching the news? There's no greater news than the word of God. And as we as being obedient to God and his word, know that God is going to take care of his own, and knowing that God will protect us and keep us as we follow his directions and watching the news as meaning the word of God and being obedient to the word and not just hear but be doers of the word, and knowing that we can not stop or quit, but hold on to the word. The Bible says everything shall pass away, but the word of God shall last forever. Amen. Everything else is going down. Everything else is going to fade away, but the word, amen, of the Lord will stand, will last. Amen. And so as we, as people of God, as we hear, as we listen, as we pay attention and obey God's word, and as time draws nigh, and the soon coming of the King, as we continue to prepare ourselves and know that as we watch and pray, as the Bible said, man ought to always pray and not to faint, and knowing that this, as we are waiting, we are making preparation in our prayer and our lives as we stay tuned to the voice of God and what he's saying according to his word. Mm-hmm. And as we pray tonight, Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and mercy, your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that your word would not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And Father, we thank you that you sent your word and it heals and delivers and set free. And God, we thank you that it casts down every imagination and every high thing that thought itself against the knowledge of God and put it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. And we give you glory and all praise shall be thine. And God, we thank you for your people everywhere. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the believer, that man that may not even know you tonight, that will become to know you as their Lord and Savior. I thank you for that family tonight, God. Thank you for that child tonight. And God, we intercede, and we thank you, oh God, that your word will not return void. We thank you tonight that you're healing the broken heart. You're healing those that seem like all hope is gone. We thank you right now because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And because our mind is sound, because we stand continued in the word of God, we're steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Lord, knowing our labor is not in vain. We thank you tonight, God, as you feel the airways of God, your ministering angels touch hearts and minds of people everywhere. Let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season, we will reap if we faint not. And we give you thanks and we give you all the praise and know that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. And Father, we thank you right now. We call it so. We ask you to look on that child tonight. Lord, look on him, heal, deliver, set free, God. Lord, we give him a peace of mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all praise and all. We thank you, God, that each every don't take it granted, but God, you allow us opportunities. Oh, glory to you, God, as you continue to heal that therapy that is sick in the hospital, sick at home, wherever they may be, God. Should move by your spirit. And God, we thank you, God, that you'll give them an inner peace that passes all understanding. Father, we give you glory for it. We thank you as you mend in marriage, healing the broken hearts. And God, we thank you, God, as you look on that less fortunate child tonight, that parent, that mother, that husband or tonight. God, bring an inner peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we give you glory for it, and we call those things that be not as though they already are, knowing that the word will not return void. We thank you tonight, God, and we give you all praise, and we pray for our government. We pray for our leaders. We pray for the pastors. We pray for the body of Christ, the saints of God, the people of God everywhere. We pray, God, for inner peace that we as America will wake up, God, and we come back to you. You say in your word, if my people, which you call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then we would be able to hear from heaven. God, you would heal our land. You would give us an inner peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we thank you right now. We do decree and declare your word, knowing that your word is everlasting. Your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you tonight, God. We give you all praise and all glory. We thank you tonight, God, for that man that may be incarcerated, that child, that woman may be incarcerated tonight. And, God, we thank you, God. We know that you're able to work out that situation. You're able to break every yoke and pull down every stronghold. And, God, we thank you right now. We call those things that be not as though they already are. And we thank you for a miracle taking place in their lives even tonight. As family, we thank you. We pray you. We get to see you tonight. We forever give you praise. And we thank you for the good news of Jesus Christ. We thank you that your word is for everlasting, the joy, a well of water, springing up as living water, God. And we thank you. We forever give you glory. No flesh shall receive any glory, God, but it goes to you and you alone. God, keep our minds at perfect peace that stayed on you. And we give you thanks for it. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. What a powerful prayer. Thank you, Bishop Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Powerful. Praise God. And I know somebody getting blessed out there right now, somebody getting saved, somebody saying, I need more of Jesus. We know that's happening right now, so we thank God for you. Hey, the topic tonight, are you watching the news of God? Ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God, as Bishop talked about tonight, we want you to get into that Word, I want you to study that Word, eat it, you know, whatever you got to do to get into your soul, ladies and gentlemen, just continue to read it. If you got to get it in audio, whatever you got to do, put it in the car. Whatever you got, you can get the whole Bible on audio now. You can get it. You can download the whole Bible from YouTube for free, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Word. So whatever, even parts of the Word. You want to get Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then get the rest of the Word. You know, Word. You can get 2nd, 1st Corinthians, whatever you need. Hebrews, ladies and gentlemen, Titus, James, 1 and 2, you can get them all. So guys, you know, I want you to just dive into that Word and get the real news, the good news of God, and stay alert, right? Stay alert, but don't be distracted from what God is doing all around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God, again, for Jesus Christ, as Bishop talked about, for saving us and helping us. Thank you so much, Father. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with his wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, of Kingdom Life Worship Center. For more information about the ministry, give me a call, 404-401-0233. Hey, we're about to go, guys. We're just excited about you. We want to spend a little time with you tonight and just encourage you. And some of you don't need it. Some of you do need it. I know I need it every day. So thank God for you. So we thank God for you, those listening and those who are going to be listening later. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. God bless you. Hey, couple things. Hey, remember, Jesus is Lord. And also these three things, always, always, ladies and gentlemen, out forgive, out love, and out serve each other. And we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. If the Lord's willing, we'll be back with you on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network to give you another encouraging word from the Lord. We just love you so much out there. And, of course, God loves you even more. God bless you. We'll see you all next time, okay? Have a good evening, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.